I'm Gordon Clark, and for this week's Kansas Wheat Report, we will discuss how a U.S. Wheat Associates leader talks global strategy on Kansas Wheat's Wheat's on Your Mind podcast. From Portland to Cairo to Manila to Singapore and back again, one absolute has held throughout U.S. Wheat Associates President and CEO Mike Spear's career: relationships matter. And when it comes to making trade last, Spear recently sat down with Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin and host Aaron Harries of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast to discuss the lessons he's learned on his journey to serving as a top-tiered leader on trade for the U.S. wheat industry and what's driving the current state of the industry. During the episode, the trio analyzed the factors driving stronger wheat exports this marketing year, where Kansas-grown U.S. hard red winter wheat is gaining ground, and the importance of having a diverse list of world wheat buyers. When you're looking at increased sales at the same time, there's a significant increase in competition among the major exporters around the world, Spear said, noting the record or near record harvests in Argentina, Canada, Australia, and Russia. So with this intense increased competition we have, we're still seeing significant U.S. wheat exports. That just demonstrates the value that buyers around the world see in U.S. hard red winter wheat and the other classes of U.S. wheat. Exports reflect coordinated industry efforts, providing buyers with quality and supply information, supporting education on grain purchasing and milling, and advocating for USDA programs that support U.S. wheat's demand-building efforts. That's where we work well together with Kansas Wheat, the other state wheat commissions, and the IGP Institute, Spear noted. All of our activities combined are keeping U.S. wheat in the front of the buyer's mind, even when there are a lot more options out there. The conversation also delved into the complexities of tariffs, logistics, sustainability, and emerging markets. Spear also emphasized the lasting impact that farmers like Gary Miller-Shosky, Kansas wheat farmer currently serving as U.S. wheat vice chairman, have on overseas buyers. As U.S. wheat staff, we can talk about situations going on in the United States, but when a customer hears it directly from a farmer, it has a lot of impact, Spear said. Hearing from farmers like Gary about how issues like low wheat prices aren't beneficial for wheat farmers, especially when input costs are higher, is a message that is really well delivered by a farmer rather than a U.S. wheat staff member. Looking ahead, the trio highlighted U.S. wheat's upcoming anniversary celebrations in mid-April for the U.S. Wheat Taipei office's 60th and U.S. Wheat Tokyo office's 70th anniversaries. U.S. Wheat has built a lot of strong relationships over our organization's history, and that is the foundation of our organization, Spear said. Another top priority is to continue to look for ways to increase exports and U.S. wheat market share in key importing regions. Listen to the full episode of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast at wheatsonyourmind.com. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.